Every so often. Every so often there are certain sort of absolute legends that emerge from the Lincolnshire Show area. And of course, ace co-presenter Jane Southall, Chief Executive Officer of the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society. Here we are, the 2018 Lincolnshire Show.
Hello, good morning.
And you've got your wonderful colleague and equally important honorary show director, the wonderful Andrew Redd, or Andrew Reed even.
Good morning.
Andrew, let's come to you first initially. Perfect weather for cattle and sheep, etc. It's not too cold, not too warm, just too right, basically.
Yes, it's a good day for showing stock. As you say, it's not too hot or cold, so they'll really enjoy the sun not being out, but I'm sure it's coming out later for everyone as they get here.
Indeed. Now, Andrew, this is the one time where, as far as Lincolnshire is concerned, the focus is very much on the showground, and it's a showcase for the best in agriculture, the best in activities. It really does show the county off to the world as an absolutely must-attend place.
Yes, the showground looks very, very good this year. We've had a great build-up to the show, not wet like it was last year, so the ground's actually perfect. And we've had a quick turnaround on the showground from the concert we had just over a week ago. And we've now got a show this week.
Well, this is, of course, the point, Jane. Well, I come to you and I think, just how do you... I mean, again, your team must be just like a crack group of almost RAF-trained folk to actually move from the excitement of a pop concert right the way through to, obviously, the Lincolnshire Show.
Well, we've got a great team that work for us. And also, we've got a great team of stewards, nearly 200 stewards, that give their time up to help us put the show on. And without them, and without the dedication of the showground team, but also the stewards, we probably wouldn't be able to do it, but we do, and it's thanks to them.
Shaylee, your second show. Questions for either Andrew or Jane?
Yeah, so what's happening for the centenary of the RAF today?
Well, we've got the Falcons, which are parachuting into the main ring, and they're bringing the RAF baton. We've got Dakota this afternoon, and also we're doing a parade, which is remembering the past and embracing the future. So we've got, it's RAF, but also it's remembering it's 100 years since the end of the First World War, and agriculture was very important then. I mean, people were fined if they wasted food, and that's where we had 6,000 tractors on the land at the end of the First World War. So we've got an old tractor and a new tractor, and we've also got an old and a new police car and military vehicles, and we've also got some British Legions, and you will see some veterans around today. They might be RAF, they might be Army, they might be fire service veterans that we've invited to come to the show, so you'll see
that
those walking
really cool.
around.
And what's your favorite part of the show?
I always say that I always like it the first thing on Wednesday morning, where we know everything's where it needs to be, and then we just need the people. That's
and
my
the
favourite.
Over, yeah. The stress is done. You can just let it roll.
Andrew, presumably Jane has actually informed you that you will be taking part in the parachute jump later on today with the RAF.
I've got a very busy day, and it's all booked up. Otherwise, I'd love to have done it.
Jane, you haven't
you
informed.
Like to take the slot, Alex.
Jane, for yourself. Christian.
How many different sort of stands and venues is there around the showground?
Well, there's over 500 trade stands, but also in some of the areas itself, like the horticultural area where you've got the flower show, you've also got a bandstand. So, you know, you've got sort of where people are singing, etc. We've got the food court, but then you've got demonstration kitchen in there, or the Lincolnshire kitchen, and we've got the Discovery Zone. I know we've got the Lincoln City football players coming today. They're unveiling their football kit, and they're bringing the Checkered Trade Trophy. So there's lots of pockets of things to do. We've also got the Aviation Zone, which is a must, and we've got a Lancaster fuselage, and we've got a Red Arrow jet.
We even, I believe, have the fabulous Amelia Chambers from the new Lincoln Theatre Royal appearing on the showground.
Oh, yes, she might be. I think they've got a stand, yes. So either Amelia or some of her colleagues will be with us, yes.
Andrew, when you were first approached to actually be honorary show director, what were your thoughts?
Well, I've been director since my third year, and it was a slow sort of build-up over the years of starting off as a steward and then being a chief steward and then getting...
Pinnacle of your ambitions, or are you going to actually seek to be part of Theresa May's cabinet?
No, I think after finishing as a director, I can retire and come in and look round the show and enjoy it.
Has he done well, Jane?
He has, very well, yes, thank
exactly.
you.
There we are, thumbs up. Jane Southall and Andrew Reed from the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society, many thanks indeed. Take care, speak to you probably tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you very much, have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We started our little audio promenade here at the 2018 Lincolnshire Show. We've moved on from livestock and art galleries to the beginnings of the sports zone. And Shaylee, you had a mild panic there because you genuinely thought that we had three human beings who were in a state of concern here.
Yeah, definitely. As we were walking past the stall, I was like, what are those three humans doing? But turns out, panic over, they are not humans. They are simply dummies in the shape of humans.
Well, thankfully, we can find out further from the wonderful Peter Howie, how St John Ambulance actually beats the NHS and the Royal Air Force when it comes to longevity over the next few minutes. Peter, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And as you can see, the dummies that are dressed up are actually part of our birthday theme this year, in that the Royal Air Force, of course, is 100 years old, which the show is celebrating. The National Health Service is 70 years old next month, and St John Ambulance is 141 years old. So we have a dummy dressed in each of the outfits, and we're very grateful to the Red Arrows, who've lent us a genuine Red Arrow suit for our man to be wearing.
So actually, Queen Victoria was on the throne when the St John Ambulance was set up back in the 1880s.
Yeah, indeed she was. And in fact, our long service medal with St John Ambulance these days still has Queen Victoria's head on it. It's the only UK medal that does.
For those of us who happen to be Doctor Who fans, for a moment I thought it was an Auton, but if you're not a Doctor Who fan, you won't appreciate what the Auton actually looks like.
No, you wouldn't, but you would appreciate the St John Ambulance symbol on the door of the TARDIS.
Exactly. Christian?
This may sound like a bit of a silly question, but you're saying St John Ambulance started almost 140 years ago, was it?
Yeah.
Obviously there wasn't cars back then. Was it like horse and cart?
Basically it was horse and carts. It was also hand carts, large wooden wheeled hand carts with a stretcher on the top. And believe it or not, they actually, in some places, actually tied bicycles together, and they had four bicycles with a stretcher between it. And whilst we still have a modern cycle response units these days, health and safety wouldn't let us tie the stretchers to them anymore.
They spoil all the fun, don't they? I mean, how are they going to actually build up that sense of anticipation and excitement with the passengers and the patients?
I know. These days, we just send the bikes along to keep the patient company while we wait for the ambulance to arrive.
I'm still trying to get it. I've never pictured ambulances being horse and cart, or even, as you said, somebody physically carrying like the cart behind them.
Yeah, no, they were. And in fact, if you look at the posters here, this is, as you know, it's also 100 years since the end of World War One this year. Yes. And this is all about what St John Ambulance and the other voluntary societies did during World War One. And you'll see there were 45,000 volunteers from St John who were part of the World War One medical services. And if you look, there is actually one of the hand and cart pictures there that shows you the wheels and the cart.
So it's like a pram, essentially, isn't it? It looks, yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about information which surprises, I was not aware that defibrillation was first mentioned in 1788 by the physician Charles Kite, in which he described the revitalisation of a three-year-old girl by means of a portable electric shock device. So long before even Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein.
Yeah, long before. And in fact, you know, we talk about automated external defibrillation, or AEDs, today as if there was something very whizzy and very new. The automated part of it is because that's the computer technology that tells you to shock, but the actual principle of using electric shocks to restart the heart is centuries old.
Shaylee?
What's your role within St John's, and how long have you been with them?
Nearly as long as St John himself. I'm the district manager for Lincolnshire and Nottinghamshire, so I'm responsible for around about 600-700 volunteers across Lincolnshire and Nottinghamshire. And I joined St John Ambulance in 1971, which I guess is about the date your parents were born.
Yeah, my dad was born in 71, so yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, there you go. Just an interesting fact, I joined St John Ambulance on the day of decimalisation. That's when we got rid of pounds, shillings and pence, and went to pounds.
You're not going to retire when Brexit comes in, are you? Please say no.
No, I'm not going to retire. Brexit come in. I'm here with lots of youngsters behind me, and as you can see, we have all our cadets here today, and they're the future generation. I was 9 when I joined St John, and yeah, with our youngsters here today are teaching the public and adults how to resuscitate people and save lives.
Events from the Lincolnshire Show, through the Great Yorkshire Show, through pop concerts, through sporting events, without the St John Ambulance volunteers, effectively they couldn't go ahead, could they?
Well, no, they have to have medical cover, that's quite right. And there are other providers who will provide it, but generally they're paid. So you'll have St John Ambulance, you'll have the Red Cross. In Lincolnshire, fortunately, because we've also got Lives, so there are volunteers who will do these sort of events. But nationally, more and more of these events are being run by paid people. So, you know, we're here, keep the public going, we support our local societies and organisations. Over this coming last weekend, this weekend, next weekend, we're doing things as diverse as the Newark Festival here this week, and then we're doing the Great Knots Bike Ride at the weekend, Louth Charity Run, so we get all over the place.
So lots of stories, Christian, in terms of following through in your Level 2 work there, I would have thought. A year in the life of the St John Ambulance people.
That's what I was thinking, that as well, yeah, definitely. And it's such a brilliant job that you do as well, like to keep the public safe and everything.
Yeah, well, we're more than happy to do that. We support a lot of work through university research, and we have a lot of people who come along to us for all sorts of reasons to do their education work. So we'll have teacher trainers who come and do placements with our cadet units. We've had media students who've come and helped us do PR and publicity, and we have a lot of marketing and economics students as well who come along and help us with things like branding.
Peter Howey from St John Ambulance, many thanks indeed. I know you're going to have a super sensational, wonderful Lincolnshire show. Let's hopefully put a sort of general thought in that you don't have to demonstrate any of those defibrillation units on the showground itself.
Yeah, indeed. There's 50-odd first aiders and ambulance crews and paramedics and everything here. And the best thing for us is if they could just sit and eat the sandwiches and drink tea.
Now, we've been huge fans, as you'd expect from Siren Radio, of Lincoln City Football Club, as the Cowley brothers have effectively led to a new renaissance of footballing joy and happiness, and the Checker Trade Van Trophy is on extraordinary display here at the Lincolnshire Show.
Yes, we're doing the virtual reality system for them today, so we're doing a competition where they can win a three-hour session at our base. What it is, it's a football virtual reality game, where you have to save free kicks, and it's your best score in your time limit that you have. And that's where we go from there.
So ideal preparation for the next season, I would have thought, for players as well.
Definitely, yeah. Good fun for them as well.
And the reason, I'll describe it for the benefit of our listeners, that you've got a team of folk who are actually holding up things at present, is you're having one or two challenges with the gazebo, I believe.
Yeah, the wind took hold of it this morning and destroyed one of them.
Well, I know you'll cope with that. How can people get in touch with your good self online if they want to actually find out more details and they can't get to the show?
Right, our site is www.tensionvr.co.uk.
And the tension is almost palpable. Fantastic. And rather like sorting out the holy grail of exhibitors at the Lincolnshire Showground, as I said to Jane Southall only a matter of moments ago, you may recall, dear listener, I was saying, yes, Amelia Chambers is on the showground. She is on the showground. We've found Amelia and her team. Amelia, wearing the hat of the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Alex?
Very good. We've just actually been watching colleagues who are effectively dealing with a gazebo that's being a little bit blown around by the wind at present.
It's a little windy, but the sun is out, so we're happy. We're way down, so we're good.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, you've got your team. Would you like to represent to introduce the fine folk that you've actually got here from the new Theatre Royal Lincoln?
This is Rebecca.
So hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Very good indeed.
So she works with me in the marketing department, and then we have Lester here. Say hello, Lester.
Hello, Lester.
Good morning. Hello.
And Lester has a very important job. So he is one, our volunteer, but also the driver of Ruby Royal.
The
Ruby Royal are pimped. I don't know whether I can say that. Pimped golf buggy, which is in the city centre a lot of the time, with lots of our print, so goes out distributing, and Lester is the driver, and she's here.
Now, Lester, I mean, people say chitty chitty bang bang, they think Bond Lotus, they think Bond Aston Martin, they think Lady Penelope's Fab One from Thunderbirds, but this has got to beat them all, surely.
Well, people are now thinking Ruby is amongst that lot now, because she's getting famous. People miss her when she's not in Lincoln. They walk by and say, where's Ruby been all weekend? So, yes, she's getting quite well known.
Is that her name Tuesday? I think no. Goodbye Ruby Tuesday. It's a Rolling Stones reference.
No, but she has got a song named after Ruby, Ruby, Ruby.
Of course, Kaiser Chiefs.
Yes, that's the one, yes. And we like playing it when we drive down the street.
I should hope so too. Well, Kaiser Chiefs being a Yorkshire band, I believe, unless I'm going completely off base here, let's bring in our Yorkshire correspondent and midweek drivette today, Christian Arkabovitz. Thoughts from yourself?
Yeah, they are from Leeds. It's good to see that your gazebo is holding up as opposed to the one right next door. But no, it's this theatre production, everything like that. When is it? And where?
Whoa. The new Lincoln Theatre Royal never stops, actually, as indeed Rebecca will confirm that I've even this week just actually sent a request in to do interviews with various other things, following, of course, the fantastic work we did, actually, with Jim Whitley, who is a former Manchester City player who is now a singer-songwriter and performing with Crooners, which was a fantastic show. Sorry, I've answered your question there, Amelia. Carry on. Let's talk about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Let's. So that's our Christmas pantomime. So it opens at the beginning of December and runs for 6 weeks. So we're here to promote that today, but also the other 120 shows that we have running throughout the year. So everything up from, we have Dinosaur World Live, which I'm very excited about, suitable for 3+, and all of the theatre staff are going. That's on next, but we have all sorts. We have Private Parts, which is the guys from Made in Chelsea doing a, I know that you're looking at me, Alex.
Amelia, how many years have we known each other? I mean, good grief.
Anyway, so we have that. We've got Cannon and Ball doing a comedy show. We have the Barricade Boys. We've got Cast Off Kinks. We've got the Nutcracker, which is a beautiful ballet. And that's all just coming up in the next few months. So we've got lots here to talk about.
Shaley, fancy some press passes for those?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm definitely game for
that. We're not offering them, it's just a case of, you know.
So, the Theatre Royal, that was recently rebranded, wasn't it? Talk to us about that.
Okay, so the Theatre Royal became the new Theatre Royal in September 2016, was taken over by a local Lincoln family. So we have a small team of about 12 full-time staff and then lots of volunteers. And it's basically been about rejuvenating the theatre and taking it back to its roots. So we have that sort of West End feel when you come into the theatre, and just have lots and lots of shows happening all through the year, and it's gone from sort of 40 shows a year to, as I said, 120 different shows. So it is really busy, and it's just going from strength to strength.
And I'm pleased to see, Amelia, that just as clearly Obi-Wan Kenobi actually was responsible for developing wonderful sort of Star Wars Skywalker routines, your wonderful protege Rebecca Fallon has been social mediaing as well whilst we were there, just casually easing back, etc., getting a few photographs of Amelia working through that process. Very good work, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Yes, she's in charge of social media, so we are very active on social media, all Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything and anything, and it's Rebecca behind that, so we couldn't do it without her.
Well, later on today, hopefully we'll be joined by the current Miss Lincolnshire, that's Chloe Rose, who will be coming along to do various other bits and pieces as well as performing actually at the stage for Lynx FM from that point of view, so she'll make sure that she comes along as well. She's keen to do various interviews and so on. And next door to Lincoln City Football Club, actually, it's got to be a win-win situation because the Cowley brothers obviously need to give their players some rewards, so going to see the new Theatre Royal Lincoln material on a regular basis could be ideal, really.
Fantastic, yeah. We, I think we had some of them attend our comedy night at the Royal, so anything comedy-based, they're quite interesting.
In for a laugh,
yeah.
A bit of a giraffe.
I'll have to get the Cowleys to come and have their photograph taken with our new Corex board, stick their head through that, the magic mirror.
And funnily enough, you've actually just seen, because Christian has not as yet had the real throwing at the deep end experience of being a midweek drive out on location. Shaley is also, I think, secretly wanting to actually stick her head through the board. Isn't that right, Shaley? Looking a bit worried there.
Why am I always the one to get in these situations, Alex?
Let me interrupt. Okay, so I once went to Newark, or Nottingham.
You did, actually,
show,
yes.
And I went and just thought I was going to be interviewed by Alex, and I ended up doing some kind of kung fu move and was on the floor. So you have it easy.
Exactly.
Expect
you,
anything today.
These youngsters, honestly. Still, a reminder, the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, you can go, obviously, on all the social media, the usual sort of channels, which are...
So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, our website, newtheatreroyallincoln.co.uk, or give us a call, 01522 519 999, or just come and visit us anytime.
And of course, check out our regular monthly Inspired On Air slots, which usually you co-host as well.
Yes, please.
When people think of the Lincolnshire Show, they often think about cattle, they might think about other exhibitors, they might think about theatres and so on. They possibly don't think necessarily about original handmade fudge. And we were delighted to feature Fudged Up, I believe, was it Countryside Links when we first connected?
It was, yes. We saw you at Countryside Links, yes.
Well, this is slightly bigger than Countryside Links, but then again, it's been going for 130 odd years longer than Countryside Links, so there is a reason for that.
Absolutely, yes. It's so far, it's very early, but there's a good turnout, it seems.
Now, already Christian has, I think, sort of jumped into that tasting scenario. Your thoughts, Christian, and what have you actually tasted so far?
I've just had the milk chocolate and orange, and it's I recommend it.
Thumbs up for that. Shaylee, you were very excited to see fudged up here.
Definitely, yeah. We interviewed you previously and the fudge is absolutely amazing.
Talk to us about the wonderful world of original handmade fudge, because this is more than just, you know, any sort of fudge-based thing. This is made in Lincolnshire and it's a labour of love.
Absolutely, yes. We're a very small business, just myself and my wife. We're just in our third year now. We make it all from our home-based unit, and we make it obviously with love. We try and create some new flavours. So at the minute we've got a lovely new milk choc and pink gin and also a white choc and Oreo, which following the gin trend, because obviously it's very popular at the minute.
Christian?
Yeah, I was just wondering how long does it actually take to, obviously when you make a batch of it all, how long would that usually take? Like,
Again, it's a labour of love to actually make it. It can take anything up to an hour to make it. Obviously, you've then got drying time, then you've got chopping and bagging. So over time, you know, you're making 60 or 100 bags in one go. So, you know, if you work it out over a week, it takes quite a long time to make a lot of fudge for the show. You know, we've been making it all week so far.
Shaylee?
Yeah, so really like how you've sort of gift wrapped it. Where can people, other than the Lincolnshire show, purchase your fudge? Do you have a website? Do you do like little, you know, like hampers of fudge?
So at the minute, as I said earlier, we are fairly new. We can order through Facebook, through our So Fudged Up Facebook page, if you message us. But we do quite a lot of events around Lincolnshire and Nottinghamshire. But we will have the website up and running by the middle to end of the year. And so they can contact us through then.
And for people who are listening to this on the Madrid Drive Morning Edition, which might include you, dear listener, and they're thinking, well, you know, I was umming and ahhing about going to the Lincolnshire show on day two, but you've convinced me I need to go and see Fudged Up. Whereabouts on the Lincolnshire showground can they come and see you?
They can just see us in the select Lincolnshire area, and as I say, we're about six tents down.
Feeling fruity, Christian, I know you're particularly taken with the signer, if nothing else, really, and it pretty much does exactly what it says Feeling Fruity is all about.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. Stunned. Shaylee, we're about to engage in an interview with the fabulous Sarah. Sarah, what are you doing at present, apart from obviously removing grapes from a grape thing?
We're just preparing all our fresh produce for the day, hoping we're going to have a bit better weather so everyone wants some nice, refreshing fruit.
And you can almost, I mean, it sounds unusual to use the sense of smell when you're dealing with the taste of fruit, but it really is. You can almost smell the healthiness, can't you, Shirley?
Oh, yeah, no, it smells amazing. And the pineapples are huge.
Yes, what is the secret of huge pineapples? So it's a case of, don't worry, we just source them. It's just, they come like that.
Yes, I'm afraid they come like that. I'm sure he picks all the juiciest ones, so.
Sarah, when you were doing careers advice back in the day, it's a question we put to a few people today, was exhibiting at the Lincolnshire show Feeling Fruity on one of the list of options?
Not really, but I've always enjoyed working with the public. And so.
So talk us through the history of the company. How did it develop and has it grown to this awesome size?
Rick developed it, and it's to be part of bringing health to Lincolnshire.
And Rick, presumably the gentleman, is at the back saying, it's all right, Sarah will do the interviews. He's waving.
Yeah.
Marvellous. Christian, are you a healthy food source person?
I try to be. Okay. I do try and...
That's a no. Yeah, that's a dubious no.
I do try and cut out, you know, takeaways and try... I mean, I do like my fruit, I have to admit. I do eat fruit a lot. That's where most of my healthy living comes from.
So, Sarah, what would you recommend for Christian and indeed Shaylee to help them through the day? What sort of things would they start off with?
We do a lovely smoothie, which is more of a breakfasty sort of thing to get you going, and then fruit kebabs and fruit pots throughout the day.
Sounds wonderful. Shaylee, of course, you launched with a smoothie, which you actually described as tasting wonderful but looking a little bit like baby sick, which I thought was, you know, it's a selling point, isn't it, really, Sarah? A selling point.
Thank you. In my defence, it did have two bananas, strawberries, blueberries and oat milk in it. And the combination of those four ingredients made it look a very bizarre beige colour. It tasted good, though. Didn't taste like baby sick, just looked like it.
It's a word from that point of view. What's your ideal smoothie, then? I mean, obviously, Rick at the back is sorting those things through. What would be the ideal smoothie production?
My personal favourite is peach, passion fruit and berries, because it's quite tart and nice and refreshing.
And for folk who are listening to this and want to find out more about Feeling Fruity, is there a web address? Is there a social media presence? How can people actually get in touch with you?
We have a Facebook page, so...
And that is Feeling Fruity?
Yep.
That's sorted then. Have a splendid Lincolnshire show. I'm sure we'll see you again very soon.
You too. Thank you.